All right, we want to switch directions here because the pandemic fitness boom might not be helping Peloton shareholders, but one supplement company is capitalizing on the extant Fed liquidity, raking in $115 million in funding for a $1.2 billion base valuation. And this would be Athletic Greens. Guess what? We got the founder and CEO of Athletic Greens, Chris Ashenden, here with us. And Chris, thank you for joining us. And we were just talking over the break. You bootstrapped it all the way. This is your first round of financing. I'm just wondering how you got to this point and where you launch from here.
Thanks so much for having me, Jared. Yes, we bootstrapped last year to over 150 million monthly revenue run rate before we deployed our first equity dollar in external equity capital. We did a small raise last year, which we announced in July. This far more significant raise we recently closed was $115 million, which is here to drive continual innovation back to our customers and really lean in to growth as we scale.
As you think about that growth, what type of additives, if you will, come along with that? Is it in addition to the types of products that you're putting into the subscription service? And what are some of those figures looking like in terms of the performance indicators about subscription growth and the types of products that are being leaned into by your subscriber base?
Well, AG1 is a foundational nutritional drink. We pioneered this category. It's nine synergistic products in one. 75 of the highest quality ingredients in the world. We've been really innovating around this product for over 10 years. We're on our 52nd iteration, and it's all about driving value back to the customer and really removing the friction from how they can ultimately cover their nutritional bases every day. And it covers all sorts of things that you'd frequently expect to see in someone's cupboard: a multivitamin, a multimineral, pre-pro and symbiotics for that gut health element, and daily love for all sorts of your bodily systems. Now, at its core, we try to take the friction out and make it really, really simple. And so we do that in a beverage, which is literally a moment in someone's day. It is a 90-second investment in your health, which we believe is the highest ROI 90-second investment in your health you can possibly make. And I think our continual focus on innovation and value to the customer has been reflected by our growth curve, which is hitting an inflection point. And it's to seize that opportunity, which frankly, the opportunity greatly exceeds our ability to bootstrap into, that we went to the market to raise this latest financing round.
And I want to talk to you about your distribution model, your subscription model, and where I've seen this in other industries. Let me just give you an example. So I'm a customer. I want Athletic Greens. I can't necessarily buy one package or one container. It requires a subscription. And obviously, there's a thinking, a calculus that goes on with that. I'm just wondering if you considered any other distribution models where people are allowed to buy one at a time, or is this something that you've said, this is our business model?
So we're not rigid in our thinking. I think a lot of folks get a little bit confused about the word D2C. We don't even use internally the word D2C. I think it loses the power of the real power of that particular model. We call it direct with the customer. It's about forming a two-way relationship with your customers. This allows us to be better informed by them, how we can add value to them, and allows them to empower us to be a better business, to better serve them. And it's a two-way thing that I think is the future of brand building. Now, because AG1 is about foundational nutrition, it's a beverage you take daily. It is perfectly suited to a subscription-first business model. We'll always look to meet our customers where they want to be met. We'll always look to make it as convenient, as simple for them to invest in their health as possible. So we're never so rigid that we won't look outside our existing core model, but we have a staggering amount of demand and runway just executing on this existing direct with the customer platform that we have.
What other retail partnerships would you look into then if you were looking to expand outside of, even though we're not calling it, I guess, the direct-to-consumer, but the subscription model that you have right now, if you did look towards expanding that into other retail opportunities, where would they lie? And are those conversations already on the docket right now?
So for us, if and when we step into retail, it'll be very strategic, and it'll be a narrow, focused test, learn, and iterate. And we'll be about meeting our customers where we want to be met. We have a phenomenal relationship with our customers. We know how and where they want to be served. And over time, we aren't ruling out any other formats and changes to our business model as it relates to that, but it'll be very...
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Really appreciate you stopping by here. Chris Ashenden, Athletic Greens founder and CEO.